Everyone knows these are hard times for many people in Michigan, most of all perhaps in Detroit. But in such times, what becomes of those who are an important part of the family but who don't qualify for food stamps? Namely, the family dog or cat. I dropped by the Detroit branch of the Michigan Humane Society yesterday. It's located in a building that was once an old machine shop and which is well over a century old. Nevertheless, it's as clean and as cheery as such a place can be. Jennifer Rowell runs the shelter. She's a 32-year-old North Carolinian who a decade ago decided to move to Detroit to work with animals. She told me she always wanted to help animals and that she thought Detroit might be the place most in need of help. She's a normal, down-to-earth woman who thinks it would be too corny to describe the work she does as a calling. As I suspected, more people than usual are surrendering their animals because they can't afford to keep them. For a while, Rowell said, she tended to be judgmental about people who gave up their animals. That ended one day when she was at the front counter and someone came in to surrender their Cocker Spaniel, saying they were just no longer able to give it a proper home. Rowell couldn't understand how the man could give the dog up till she realized he himself had no home and was living in his car. So in a city with too many animals and too little money, the Michigan Humane Society does what it can. The good news is that more than 2,000 animals, dogs, cats, and the occasional rabbit or guinea pig, left the Detroit shelter to begin new lives and good homes. The bad news is that something like 17,000 came in. That doesn't mean that all the rest were put down. Many of them were transferred to the Society's shelters in Auburn Hills and Westland. Some are briefly boarded in foster homes. What it does mean is that the Society needs more of everything. Food, money, toys for the animals to play with, and volunteers to help out. Yesterday, an elderly volunteer was outside in the cold filling bags with straw. Anyone who has to keep their dog outside in this weather can get free straw to help it keep warm. Not that any animal should be outside in a Michigan January. The Humane Society does have a cruelty hotline you can call if you think an animal's in trouble. Rowell and her small staff do what they can, setting up low-cost clinics to vaccinate against parvo, which still kills thousands of dogs in Detroit. They've had tremendous success adopting out certified pre-owned cats from a chain of pet stores. They know a lot of people just won't come to an animal shelter. How do you cope with burnout, I asked. Well, a sense of humor helps. At night, she goes home to her battered old pug Thurston, who came into a shelter in bad shape and wasn't expected to live. So she took him home. That was 11 years ago. Gandhi is supposed to have said that you can measure the greatness and morality of a nation by how it treats its animals. I suspect he'd rank the folks at the Michigan Humane Society in Detroit pretty high.